32-year-old Alexander Liebrecht is being held on $25,000 bail at Lemon Creek Correctional Center on charges of fourth-degree assault. Juneau Police Lieutenant Chris Sell says Liebrecht yelled racial slurs at a black woman last week on Gold Street, then threatened her.
He didn't access a weapon or touch her. She was in fear based on the fact he was calling her the N-word and saying he was going to bash her head in. And he's in a rage walking up and down the street. She was very frightened.
Sell says Liebrecht's behavior was similar to that of a man who allegedly yelled racist slurs during the June 14 celebration parade, then grabbed an American flag carried by an Alaska Native veteran and ran, shoving people in his way, even knocking down a woman.
We are working with some photo lineups with witnesses to that. Also, his behavior is very consistent with what happened at Celebration.
Police believe he was the same man that knocked over Main Street traffic barricades just before the flag incident. It's not clear how long Liebrecht has been in Juneau or why he came here. On June 26th, the U.S. Secret Service asked JPD for assistance in contacting him for an interview regarding threats he made against President Barack Obama, as well as a New Jersey attorney. Lieutenant Sell says the threats were left in voicemails during telephone calls made from Juneau to the New Jersey attorney.
Mr. Liebrecht was interviewed about a couple of things. First, his threats against the President of the United States, and also his threats to kill an attorney in New Jersey who had previously represented Liebrecht in a different case, and he had threatened to stab and kill that attorney along with the attorney's wife.
Late last week, Liebrecht was arraigned in Juneau Superior Court for the Gold Street incident.
The Secret Service agent testified telephonically in court that the first interview was with Mr. Liebrecht in 2010. There was a subsequent interview, I believe, in 2012, and then this most recent interview.
Has he ever gotten close to the president?
No. We don't have any reason to believe he's ever gotten close to the president or that he ever had the means to conduct that behavior.
Liebrecht is also wanted in Hawaii on charges of terroristic threatening.
The charges in Hawaii stem from an incident where he threw large rocks at people on a beach, ultimately clearing that beach of people who were recreating there.
Sell says JPD investigators knew about the Hawaii charges when they started investigating him for the celebration incident. Hawaii court records indicate Liebrecht was arrested last October, held on $9,000 bail, then released when bail was paid by a family member. The court ordered a mental evaluation, the results of which are not part of the accessible record. According to court records, the prosecutor in that case had to get a stalking protective order against Liebrecht because he threatened her. After he failed to appear for a hearing in March, a judge issued a $100,000 bench warrant, meaning if he were to be arrested again in Hawaii, bail would be set at $100,000. JPD Lieutenant Sell says she believes Liebrecht is dangerous. In addition to $25,000 bail set in the Juneau case, he can be released only to a third-party custodian. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.